We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Last time we talked about grace and about Jesus' parable of the prodigal son. Let's go over the story again.
A wild and rebellious son left his father with his share of his inheritance.
After he foolishly spent all his money, he had to work in a field with pigs.
He was hungry and all alone. No one cared about him.
When he came to his senses, he returned home ready to work as a servant. He was ashamed of what he had done.
When his father saw him coming, he welcomed him with open arms.
The father was so glad he came home.
He even had a party for him.
Our Heavenly Father loves us like that.
Even if we run away from him, his forgiveness is there for us.
That was a beautiful lesson that we learned from Jesus. And there's another lesson we can learn from this story, too. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 15, and read the end of the story again.
Meanwhile, the older son was in the field.
When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on.
Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.
The older brother became angry and refused to go in.
So his father went out and pleaded with him.
But he answered his father, "Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and have never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property, comes home, you kill a fattened calf for him."
"My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found."
Why do you think the other son was angry?
He was jealous of his younger brother.
That's right. Do you think he had a right to be angry?
Yeah, because, well, first of all, everyone gets jealous once in a while. And also, He's always been working for him and doing good things for him.
Okay.
And then he just comes home and gets everything.
Yeah.
I think that he had a reason to be angry, But it wasn't right.
Exactly. Jesus is really teaching us a very, very important lesson in this part of the story. What was that lesson that he was teaching us?
Well, that you're just lucky to be alive right now and have, the Lord with you.
Okay. We all have a beautiful gift that maybe we can't see and we can't taste like the fatted calf, but we have a beautiful gift of eternal life that our Father gives us. And so the Father said, "All that I have is yours." But we had to celebrate and be glad because what was the brother before?
He was lost.
He was lost, and he was dead. He wasn't with the father. He just was out on his own, and now he's what?
Found.
Found, yeah. His father didn't owe him anything, did he?
Nope.
No.
It's like we don't deserve our salvation in heaven, but Jesus gave it to us because he loves us.
That's right. And God gave us the gift of eternal life by his mercy and grace. It doesn't matter what we have or what others have. Jesus told us not to store up treasures on earth. His heavenly treasures will last forever.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure?
I'm won't happen with treasures from God. You can't take them away.
What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be.
Do not store up treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy.
The store up treasures of the heavenly kind, they'll last forevermore. Treasures from God,
you can't take them away. What do you love? What do you treasure? What do you love? Have you ever thought about it? What do you love? What do you treasure? For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be. For where your treasure is, there.
In the first chapter of Ephesians, Paul writes, "You were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession." So what is the important lesson we can learn from this angry brother? Alexa.
We belong to God our Father. All of God's children will receive the same gift of eternal life.
That's our inheritance.
That's the most important thing.
And while we're living here, our Heavenly Father has given us a friend to guide us.
The Holy Spirit.
The son we talked about didn't realize the gift that his father had given him. What was that gift, Carolyn?
Everything that the father had was his, and his father was always with him.
When the wayward son returned home, his father's forgiveness was there for him. The other son had his father's love and support all along.
The father wanted both sons to be with him.
He wanted to take care of them.
He wanted them to be alive and well.
He wanted to give them everything he had.
Neither of the sons deserved the father's love.
If they were good, it was there for them. And if they disobeyed the Father, it was still there for them.
That's grace. Dear Jesus, thank you for teaching us with stories that we can understand. You want us to see what is really important. Our anger, jealousy, pride get in the way sometimes. When our sin gets in the way, help us to stop and think of you and what you've done for us. We want to stay close to you and learn more about you every day we live. Amen.
My Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. My sins are forgiven. My Savior's divine. My King and Redeemer, I humbly come and bow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now. Sins on Calvary's tree. I love you for wearing the thorns upon your brow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now.
Thanks for joining us.
Is there a lesson you have learned from this story?
Write to us and we will share it with our listeners.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Or give us a call at 1-800-527-5522.
And remember, God's love and forgiveness is always there for you.
The gift of grace is amazing.
There's nothing we can do to earn it.
Just accept it and rejoice. And tell others about it.
See you next time.
Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.